Good morning. God's blessings be with you. Welcome to the Sunday worship at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Waseca, Minnesota. Our pastor is Reverend Dr. Larry Griffin. Our visitation pastor, Reverend Dr. Giles Zimmer, will be delivering our message today. Today's broadcast is dedicated to the Lord.
Good morning, and the Lord be with all of you on this fifth Sunday in the Easter season as we continue the celebration of our Lord's resurrection. Our preacher today is Pastor Giles Zimmer, who still doesn't have a haircut, but when you're as good looking as you are, Pastor Zimmer, you're just fine. Our opening hymn today is 457, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. Is on page 151. Our sermon theme today is the words of Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But confess our sins. God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. His praise in the assembly of the godly. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol. You restored me to life from among those who go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, you his saints, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger lasts but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the godly. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Worthy is Christ the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. How rich is wisdom and strength and honor, blessing and glory are his. This is the feast. taste of victory for our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
be with you. We pray, O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our first lesson on this fifth Sunday in the Easter season is in Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7. And Stephen said, "Brothers and sisters, and brothers and fathers, hear me. You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who announced beforehand the coming of the righteous one, whom you have now betrayed and murdered. You who received the law as delivered by angels and did not keep it. Now when they heard these things, they were enraged and they ground their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, 'Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.' But they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed together at him. Then they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, 'Lord, do not hold this sin against them.' And when he had said this, he fell asleep." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Christ has risen from the dead. God the Father has crowned him with glory and honor. He has given him dominion over the works of his hands. He has put all things under his feet. A second reading today is in 1 Peter chapter 2.
like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good, as you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." So the honor is for you who believe. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise. The Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 14.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. This is the gospel of our Lord. Our sermon hymn is The Lamb, number 547, number 547.
Faith sees, believes. by the Lamb of Christ. Worthy is the Lamb whose death makes me his own. The Lamb is reigning on his throne. The Lamb, the Lamb, one perfect final offering. The Lamb, the Lamb, let earth join heaven his praise to sing. Worthy is the Lamb whose death makes me his own. The Lamb is reigning on his throne. Lamb, the Lamb, as wayward sheep their shepherd kill, he live his will on our behalf, the law to fill. Worthy is the Lamb whose death makes me his own. The Lamb is reigning on his throne. He sighs, he dies, he takes my sin and wretchedness. He lives, forgives, he gives his own righteousness. Worthy is the Lamb makes me his own. The Lamb is reigning on his throne. He rolls, he rolls, my heart with thanks now overflows. His song prolong till every heart to him belong. Worthy is the Lamb whose death makes me his own. The Lamb is reigning on his throne.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who speaks to us today as he has always done and always will do, in word and in sacraments, through his Holy Spirit. Amen. First of all, I wish to commend the secretary for putting the picture of the lady on the bulletin. That's one wonderful picture taken from Proverbs, speaking of mother. The lady of the house, the one who holds down the floor when it is about to fall in, with the children charging around, and the husband coming in after work with his feet perhaps not as clean as they should be, and so on. Mother. Congratulations, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, and if there are any around great-greats, congratulations. This is a day to honor you, and that is a good thing, as we also honor our fathers at other times. Please be seated. The sermon text for today is a portion of John chapter 14, 1 through 14, which you heard as the gospel reading for today. It is the word of the Lord. Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, gives us the most comforting words of counsel when he says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me." In those brief lines, Jesus is telling us that he and the Father are one, as we heard earlier in John chapter 10. And that all our confidence can be placed in the Father and the Son, and in no other. This is our faith. We are not to be troubled with worry. Worry can be a big problem, even for us Christians. My mother, if I may mention her, was a worry wart for many years, until in her older age, she finally gave up on worrying and was at peace with herself and with the Lord. We all take opportunities to remember our mothers, whether here with us or in heaven, don't we? Especially today. Now, the comfort of our Lord continues in ways that grant us the blessed assurance. And here it is. "In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." Those are comforting words, promissory words. From these words, you can see that it is not with philosophical language that Jesus speaks to us about heaven, but with common domestic words, words of the household of all things, words of the home where the heart is. That's what he's talking to us about. Some artist once painted a picture of Jesus sitting at the table with a family and having lunch with them. That kind of home, yes. We who through our gift of faith in Jesus have received the forgiveness of sin will also have received an eternal home, a hearty welcome into his heaven. Jesus had no other place at the inn after his birth in Bethlehem, you remember? So that we may have many dwelling places in the heavens. As one Christian teacher said, these dwelling places he will not give to travelers, but to citizens. Citizens of heaven, you and I, to abide for everlasting life. This heaven prepared for us by Jesus himself is a true home, an actual home, a house to live in forever, which is beyond beauty. I remember years ago viewing a film that was made by one of our church organizations, and it had to do with a man who was not only homeless, but he didn't know a thing about Jesus Christ. And when the news was announced to him, one day he walked around saying, "We have a home." That's what heaven meant to him. It is the house of God, where he manifests himself in his full light to the elect, that is ourselves, and to the holy angels as well. And we will be associated with the holy angels. Remember that. In this house, this mansion, this dwelling place, this haven of joy, whatever you want to call it, Revelation, by the way, calls it the new heavens and the new earth. Isn't that very revealing to us? We will experience the environment, the conditions for his glorified humanity bestowed on us by him. Any wish we might have had for a beautiful estate or a manor, a chateau in the Alps, is gone away. And now we only want our Father's home. That place Jesus has prepared for us, and that is his promise. And Jesus, being most holy and just, never breaks a promise. We humans are very good at doing that. Even as children who say they will behave and then they do bad things. Sin starts early in life, doesn't it? Because we are born in trespasses and sin. Heaven is promised. That eternal place of tidings of comfort and joy, it is prepared for us in advance. And then at just the right time, he will return to us to take us there where he himself dwells, so that our loving God will love us forever. Just think about that. Think about it every day. And never forget it. A Christian writer once said that we Christians don't think enough about heaven. So immersed are we in the pleasures of the world, which are anything but everlasting. It is a sinful thing to tell someone in anger to go to hell. What we should be doing instead is saying, go to heaven. It is as if Jesus says, little human being, saved by my blood, how do I love thee, and how do I want you to be with me for all eternity, with me in my very own home? One of the apostles always had a question mark on his head. You see that in the comics, don't you? Someone with a question mark on his head to display his doubt or confusion, let's say. Well, in the Bible, that was the apostle Thomas. Good old Thomas. Thomas the doubter. He said to Jesus, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? He had that question mark on his head, too, when he had asked to see the wounds of Jesus' hands. Well, Jesus answered him just as he did when he was looking for proof of his resurrection. He said, this time he told him directly, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's the way to heaven, through faith in Jesus who died for your sins on the cross. Jesus had said earlier, remember that? I and the Father are one, John chapter 10. Know the Father and know Jesus. Know Jesus and know the Father. The apostles were all like us. They just couldn't comprehend the everlasting, unchangeable enormity, spiritual enormity of God. And there was another apostle too, Philip. He displayed the same problem. He believed that he was headed for eternal life in heaven, but he didn't know the way, as if he figured he needed a road map. "Show us the Father," he said, almost in desperation. Jesus said, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, Philip?" Philip wanted a road map too, and he received it. It was so simple. So right there in the open was Jesus himself. "Believe in him and you are on the road to heaven." It's as simple as that. That's all you have to do. And it is nothing that you really do, because the faith, the belief is given to you as a gift. Christianity is the easiest religion there is. Contrast it with the Muslim faith, for instance, where you must do, suffer over and over again so that God in heaven will not strike you dead. God our Father does not strike us dead. He favors us because of his Son, Jesus Christ. That we will go to heaven, to God's home, is really nothing new. That message has been found way back in the Old Testament already. Well, read the Old Testament. You find it all over the place. Read Leviticus. "I will make my dwelling among you." Sound familiar? "And my soul would not abhor you. And I will walk among you and will be your God, and you shall be my people." When you read Genesis, you realize that the Lord God walked with Adam and Eve right in the garden, and he went to tell them that they had sinned. But when the Lord walks with us in heaven, he will not tell us that we have sinned. He will tell us that our sins have been taken away on the cross. Read Ezekiel. "My dwelling place shall be with them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Chapter 37. How simple can you get? It's the same message. It's the gospel message. So, my friends, the Bible, the Old and New Testaments, are really one book. And those books proclaimed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So keep the faith now. Keep that faith in the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Peace of God that passes all understanding. Keep your minds and hearts together in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Zimmer. We speak now the Apostles' Creed. "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We continue with a time of prayer.
Gracious Father in heaven, we come to you as newborn infants, longing for the pure spiritual milk, praying, O Lord, that you would feed us today as only you can feed us, that your word would be a light unto our pathways and a lamp unto our feet, Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you have promised to build up your church to be a holy priesthood, that your people might offer the spiritual sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving acceptable to you. Bless your church and bring all congregations back together again. Bless all pastors as they proclaim Christ to your people. Bless all church workers, that your church may be supplied with faithful leaders and servants of your word. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, you have established the home and blessed those who show us your love. Bless all mothers and the children in their care. Bless all families and make their homes places of blessing and love. Where your word is spoken, forgiveness reigns and love is displayed. We thank you today, especially for our moms, whether they are here on earth with us or in your presence in paradise. We thank you for all that they did well. We thank you for all that they taught us. We thank you, Lord, especially for sending your Holy Spirit into our parents' and our grandparents' hearts, working faith inside of them, a faith that they've passed on to the next generations. Bless us, O Lord, as we pass along the baton of faith to the generations to come. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray today especially for those who are with health concerns. We pray for Eva, who is hospitalized in these days. We pray for Mr. Gettle, who was hospitalized. We pray for Kathy Lenz, who will be undergoing surgery in the days ahead. We pray for those who are undergoing treatment, including Eva, Jolaine, Jackie, Marsha, Brian. We pray for all those we name in our hearts, that you would heal them according to your will and help them not to be afraid, but to trust in you above all things. Lord, in your mercy. We rejoice with Dennis and Eva Bickle as they celebrate 50 years of marriage in recent days. We pray, O Lord, that you would continue to bless them, hold them close to you. We thank you for the good witness they have given to their neighbors and friends throughout the years, that you would get all of the glory, O Lord, and that their witness would be strong. In Jesus, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray now for those who are communing today, that you would bless our holy communion, that you would refresh us with your forgiveness and send us forth ready to forgive one another. In the strong name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We continue now with the service of the sacrament, and we are on page 160. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
it is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death. And by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Take, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us.
We continue with the Nunc Dimittis, the Song of Simeon.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. A light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
And our closing hymn today is 722, Lord, take my hand and lead me. Thank you for tuning in on Facebook or on the radio. Just a couple of announcements in closing today. We are having, I never thought I'd say this before, drive-through Holy Communion now from 10 o'clock until 10:30 in our church parking lot, and it is our plan to do that as well next week. Also, we will be Facebook live streaming our Bible class about 10:30 or so this morning, concluding the book of Philippians chapter 4. Also Monday morning at 10 o'clock, we will be studying the lessons for this next Sunday. Thank you, Pastor Zimmer, for your bringing your message to us today, and God bless your fifth Sunday of Easter and your Mother's Day celebrations.
Oh.